39-yard touchdown run by Carson Kiefer on the game's first play from scrimmage, and the Falcons are ahead 6-0. Boom, just like that, 11:44 to go in quarter number one. And Wayne is up 6-0 with your Copy Plus PAT attempt coming, and it will be Downer trying a kick with the Trent Moore hold. Snap is good, place is good, kick is through the uprights. Hello, better, your Copy Plus PAT attempt by Rich Downer is good. Falcons lead 6-0. The touchdown being brought to you by Chambers Auction and Appraisal. Call Jared or check out the website. We'll give that to you in just a little bit. Wayne leads 7-0. 16 seconds into the game. So Carson ran 50 yards in 10 seconds. That's a pretty slow 100 time, but it got him 6 points, so I think he'll take it. He got to the end quickly and around the corner, and then it was just a foot race, and a few players will catch Carson Kiefer on that one. Chambers and Ralph Law Firm kickoff coming up. Downer pacing off his steps, and from near to far, we've got Keaton, Carson, Trevor, number 12 is Dakota Lovett. It's fielded at the 15 and heading straight up the field over the 20. They'll pass the 25. Ball might be loose. I think it's going to be the Saint ball. Lovett ends up with it, but I think he was downed already. And it's first down at the 26. 11-yard kickoff return. And Mormon Trail will have their first play from scrimmage at their own 26. Trailing Wayne 7-0, 11:37 to go in the first quarter. Horton, the quarterback for the Saints, and with the running backs on each shoulder, he's just going to run it. It's almost like a wildcat formation, and will be brought down close to the 30. He's just taking a read and following a block. He gets out to the 29 plus 3. So second down for the Saints from their own 29 with the Falcons leading 7-0 here in the first quarter. And again, they've got the big fullback Reed to his left and Lear to his right. Handoff is to Lear. He's across the 30 out to 33 or so, tackled by Clayton. And Mormon Trail will have it at their own 34. Gain of 5 for Lear on that one. Third down, Saints. Need to get out past the 36. A long 2 to go here. Again, Saint formation. Back away from the center. And this time Horton will try to the right side. Kyle Andrews slows him, turns him back in. And that was enough, I think, to get Horton stopped without any gain. Maybe a loss on the play. And that'll bring up fourth down from the 32. Loss of 2 on the play. Let's see. On formation, Clayton standing on his own 15. Wilson comes in high punt. And Kiefer lets it go. It goes into the end zone. Good punt. And Horton did the punting. So three and out for the Saints on their first attempt, and the Falcons will take over at their own 15, leading 7-0 here in the first quarter. Little misdirection play on first down last time. We've got Wilson heading out wide left. Back in motion is Clayton coming back to the middle, and flag comes down. Only on the play. 5-yard penalty will back the Falcons up on a false start to their own 10, where it'll be first down and 15 with Wayne leading 7-0, 9:47 to go in quarter number one. Keaton Nickel, Clayton Kiefer split out to the right. Nobody in the backfield with Moore. Kiefer now across the middle in motion, gets the handoff. He's going to run left, and he gets out to the side. Lear knocks him. Short gain, but and pickup of about 10, I guess, on that one from the 15. Now coming to the right side is Clayton. Gets through. He's out near a first down, but I think he might be a little bit short. Tackled by number 32, Cale Horton. Third and about a yard, pickup of 4. So from the 24, Falcons, 3rd and 1. Handoff is to Clayton. He dives over the 35. He'll have a Farm Bureau first down, or Carson with the carry. Ball will be at the 26. Gain of 2 for Carson, and that's a Farm Bureau first down for the Falcons. Leading 7-0 with 8:20 to go in the first quarter here in Humiston. Falcons fumble. The ball is picked up by the Saints in the middle of the field. Moore brings him down hard, but Reed, I believe, with the picked up fumble. It looked like Shea Holman coming around there. Ball never was a clean handoff. And the ball is inside the 10 at the 8. Horton now hands it off to Reed. Tries the right side. Brought down by Ridge Downard. Short gain. Second down, and they will have it it wasn't the 8, it was the 13 they had it at. Now at the 11. The handoff is coming to the near side. It's Lear, and it gets to the corner. He'll be taken out of bounds by Clayton Kiefer, but he will have the ball close to the 5. And it is 3rd down for the Saints. About 2 more to go, and they can get a first down without scoring. Now under center, Horton, with Reed, and the handoff is to Lear, driving it up the middle. He's going to be close to the goal line. I think he's going to have a first down for the Saints. He will. And that'll be first and goal. First and goal now at the 2. Give him 3. Costly fumble by the Falcons. Recovered and run back to the Falcon 13. And from there, Horton will take it in. Touchdown, Jacob Horton. Touchdown comes at 7:05 in the first quarter. And let's see, Mormon Trail, I believe, is going to line up for a 2-point conversion attempt. And And it'll be Horton under center, same lineup. In the eye behind him, the pitch back to Lear coming to the near side will be pushed toward the sideline and out of bounds by Keaton Nichols, short of the end zone. PAT attempt fails. Wayne leads 7-6 with 7:05 to go in the first quarter. Here from Humiston. Falcons leading the game. Great Western Bank in Corydon reminds you that a home might be the single largest investment you'll ever make. That's why it's so important to work with someone you trust, like a mortgage loan specialist from Great Western Bank. They are helping to make life great. The Corydon High D has a helpful smile in every aisle. Check out their weekly specials. They have fresh meat, vegetables, and produce for you and your family. Whether you're packing lunches or fixing family meals, you can find it at your local employee-owned Hy-Vee in Corydon. Chambers and Ralph Law Firm kickoff reception coming up for the Falcons. Keaton Nichols, Kyle Andrews, Blade Baker, Dakota Lovett across the front. Trevor Wilson, Ridge Downard, the mid receivers standing at the 21 or 2, and Clayton and Carson Kiefer back at their own 10. Short little bouncing kick last time up the middle by Reed, and this time it's a similar kind of thing. And Downard has trouble, bounces off him, and the ball was loose. A scrum for it, and I think the Falcons recover it. Just like an infielder waiting on the hop and let it eat him up, the Falcons got away with one there. They'll start from their own 24, leading 7-6. Mormon Trail will take a Middlebrook Amoco timeout. Middlebrook Amoco has proudly been serving the Corydon area for five generations. Stop by and see them on the southeast corner of the Corydon Square or give them a call at 641-872-2118 for all your tire and automotive needs. Construction, service, and supply, from small hand tools to lumber, Allerton Lumber Company has what you need for your next project. Stop in today at 220 North Central Avenue in Allerton. Or call Kent at 873-4124. Tell them thanks for sponsoring Falcon football. Falcons lining up. Downard, the tight end on the left side of the formation, keeping Nickel wide right. And the keepers. Ball is loose again. Moore just falls on it. Flag comes down. In the defensive backfield, it's going to be a call against the Falcons. And that'll back Wayne up five, but it'll be first and 15. From their own 19. I'm not sure if a procedure penalty is declinable. I guess it is. I always just thought that stopped the play altogether and there was no play, but it will be declined. So from the... Again from the 24, Moore under center will pitch it back, and Clayton has it coming to the near side, hit hard a couple of times. And across the 25, Lear and Reed bring him down. And 27, so a pickup of three for Clayton. He carries 17 yards for Clayton Kiefer. Carson had a 49-yard touchdown run on his first carry. Trips out to the right and one to the left. Empty backfield. Moore under center. Dropping straight back, throwing it quickly to the left side. A quick slant to Downard is complete. And he's across the 30. Pickup of four on the play. They need three more, though, for a first down. And it's fourth down for the Falcons. Downer back to punt. Jacob Horton dropping deep for Mormon Trail. Low snap, picked up off the ground and bouncing Falcons direction and will be downed inside the 20 or right around the 20 by Kyle Andrews. We're standing right here at the south goal, the 23, and they'll put it at the 20. So, third possession for the Falcons, three and out. Saints now coming up with their third possession. Falcons lead this game 7-6 with 5:18 to go in the first quarter. Handoff is to number 32, and he'll be dropped right around the 20. Cale Horton, the carrier, sophomore. They put it right back on the 20, so no gain. Second down for Mormon Trail from their own 20. Wayne leads 7-6. We'll go under 5 minutes in the first quarter right now. Horton will try to read it. Downard grabs him. Horton gets enough forward momentum to get out to the 22. And third down for Mormon Trail with about 8 to go. Pretty much what we expected. Both teams looking to run the ball, and both teams defensively good against the run. From the empty backfield gun, and the fake handoff, the handoff is to Lear, and he will have a first down and keep fighting the Falcons, dancing along the sideline, steps out of bounds inside Falcon territory at the 36. Several opportunities by the Falcons, but could not bring down. They had him in the backfield even, and couldn't bring him down. Gets 22 yards on the carry and a first down for Mormon Trail. From the Wayne 36, 4:12 to go in the first quarter, with Wayne holding on to a 7-6 lead here in Humiston. Horton will take it straight up the middle. Not a whole lot there. Downard's in on it. Trent Moore was in on it. Carson Kiefer there as well. I think Moore maybe was the first one to grab him. Across the 35 down to the 33. So from the Wayne 33, second down, 7 for Mormon Trail. Wayne leading 7-0. Horton with the snap. Running to the right, looking to pitch, gets it back to Reed. Reed hit by Clayton Kiefer and taken out of bounds. Downard there to help, but he's across the inside the 30. That's going to be close to a first down. At the 27, so a yard left to go. Third and one, Mormon Trail. 3:25 to go in the first quarter here in Humiston, with the Falcons having a 7-6 lead. But Mormon Trail has the ball, and they're moving it. Handoff to Horton. Cale Horton. And he's going to have the first down inside the 25. So Cale Horton takes the handoff from Jacob Horton and gets the first down. Now we're about 3 minutes to go in quarter number one, Wayne up 7-6. Reed leaning hard forward at the fullback position. Cale Horton again on the right side gets 4-5. they've taken Lear pretty much out of the backfield. Their favorite receiver is hit, and he's on the sideline with crutches. So pickup of 5 there from the Falcon 19. Horton to Horton, running left. He's going to have a first down. Clayton and Carson on the tackle. It'll be another first down for the Saints. Mormon Trail has it at the 9. So first and goal, Mormon Trail looking to take the lead. Pitches it back to Cale. He's got the right side. He's got a blocker and shoved out of bounds, short of the goal. And for the Falcons, Jesse Wick, I think, in on that one. Got the ball at the 2. Horton. To Horton, running to the right side, spinning around. Falcons appear to have stopped him short. Third and goal from the 2. That was the end of the field where the Falcons were stopped on downs last year in the first half. This time, Horton to Horton to the left side, into the end zone. Touchdown, Mormon Trail. Touchdown, Mormon Trail, with 1:23 to go in the first quarter, and the Falcons are behind for the first time this season. Seven at the moment. PAT attempt pending. Being brought to you by Copy Plus. Jacob Horton, under center, rolling, designed roll out to the left side, head for the corner, and gets there. And so that gives Mormon Trail a 14-7 lead in the first quarter with 1:23 to go. Mormon Trail leading lane 14-7, the Falcons' first deficit of the season. We will see what we can scrounge up in the old Thunderbolt app. True price discovery is available only at auction. Chambers Auction and Appraisal Company is your full-service auction provider for all of Southern Iowa. Jared Chambers is a licensed real estate agent and auctioneer in Iowa with the People's Company. Check out chambersauction.com or peoplescompany.com if you're looking to buy or sell a farm or other real estate. Tell them thanks for sponsoring Falcon football. Glad to have our Chambers Auction and Appraisal this season with us. Falcons getting pushed around a little bit on that drive. Actually had Mormon Trail pretty well stopped, but Lear got away on a critical third and long. And a 22-yard pickup gave them a first down, kept the drive going. When first contact was made in the backfield, but another one of those bouncers. Clayton fields it. Comes up the middle. He's got some room. It's a foot race. Oh, he's going to win it bad. Going. Come on. Touchdown, Falcons. 60-ish on the return by Clayton Kiefer. He has returned 2 kickoffs this season, and both of them are for touchdowns. So at 1:14, took 9 seconds. And the Falcons will go for the copy plus 2-point PAT, and the pitch will go back to Clayton. He'll run left, and he's going to be stopped short. So Mormon Trail leads the Falcons 14-13. So let's get the score correct. And 14 Mormon Trail, 13 Wayne, with 1:14 to go. Quarter number one here in Humiston between the Saints and the Falcons. U.S. Cellular makes getting connected easier all the time. You can get connected to select connected devices for just a penny when you sign up for a new Shared Connect plan. The iPhone 6 is out today. Share your mobile data with connected home phones, mobile hotspots, and modems. Share more and save more with connected devices starting at just a penny. U.S. Cellular, hello, better. Share Connect plan required. New two-year agreement, $40 activation fee, and additional restrictions apply. See store for details. Stop in and see Trinity and Shelby at Copy Plus. U.S. Cellular, located on the square in Corydon. We are now ready for the Chambers & Ralph Law Firm kickoff, brought to you by attorneys Roberta Chambers and Dustria Ralph, proud charter sponsors of Falcon football. And we are proud to be in business with them. Downard has it teed up at the 30. He does a little dribble kick, and it's fielded at the Saint 30 by number 53, Joel Funk. And they'll put it at the 30. First and 10, Saints leading the Falcons 14-13. 1:14 to go in the first quarter. Under center now, backs in the eye. Jacob Horton hands it off to Lear, trying the right side, just tries to run right over Trent Moore. Trent held on and gets out to about the 33, gain of 3. So from their own 33, Mormon Trail, 2nd and 7, under a minute to go in the first quarter. Jacob Horton rolling and read by Andrews, and Blade Baker gets a hold of Horton's leg and they blow it dead, started to pick him up like a wrestling move. Third down, right in about the same place. No gain and still at the 33. Kyle Andrews with penetration into the backfield made Horton adjust his flight plan and gave Blade Baker enough time with 3-2-1. That'll end the first quarter. And the first quarter comes to an end with Mormon Trail leading Wayne 14-13 after a quarter. And it'll be third down and a good 7 yards left for a first down for Mormon Trail. So a 1-point deficit for the Falcons. The difference, they kicked their first PAT attempt and made it. Missed on their second. Mormon Trail went for two both times. Missed it the first time and got it the second. And they lead the Falcons 14-13. John Fry is your Farm Bureau agent in Corydon. Stop in, let John give you a quote for whatever you're in need of. He offers life, auto, health, and home insurance. Stop in and see what he can do for you. 872-2725. Third down from the 33. Mormon Trail ahead by a point. Starting quarter number two, they will now be moving left to right. And they won the coin toss and deferred shotgun. And Horton throws it deep, and it is complete to Cale Horton. bobbled it a little bit, but he was behind the Falcon defenders, and they didn't turn and look for the ball. It paid for it. All the way down to the Wayne 16. But a penalty against the Saints looks like it'll bring that one back. A late penalty from the defensive backfield again. That's the second time. One against the Falcons, now one against the Saints. Just ran right up the gut, and is a nice pass. And now third down from their own 28. Costly, costly penalty. Had gotten it down to the Falcon 16. But now third and long for the Saints, and the Falcon defense will dig in, hopefully stop them here with 11.5 to go in the second quarter. Shotgun again. Horton now will run it up the middle, being chased by Clayton. Tries to cut him back into the middle of the field, and Horton will have a first down distance inside the 40. He's just dropping back and making a quick decision and running with it. So from the Falcon 37, 15-yard pickup. And the Mormon Trail first down in Falcon territory. Rips to the right for Mormon Trail from the gun. Horton, and the flag goes down. I think that'll be another procedure call against the Saints. These receivers are getting a quick jump. So from their own 38 now, it'll be first and 15. Falcon defense, same lineup formation for Mormon Trail. And he will roll to the right. It's a planned run the whole way. Now cutting hard back to the left, and up the middle is Horton. He'll get to the 35, the Falcon 35. No intentions of passing that ball whatsoever. Gain of 7. And it'll be 2nd and 8 for Mormon Trail, leading Wayne 14-13 as we near the 10-minute mark of the second quarter. And the handoff coming to the near side is Lear. He's across the 30 and stopped there. Down to the 28. They'll be about a yard short of the first down. Third and one for Mormon Trail, leading Lane 14-13 with 9.5 to go in the first half. This district game here in Humiston. Now Horton under center, backs in the eye behind him. He'll give it to Lear. Lear will go up the middle. He'll have the yard he needs for first down, brought down by Clayton and Ridge inside the 25 of the Falcons. Ball will be spotted at the 23 right here in front of us. Gain of 5. Falcon first down, or a Saint first down in Falcon territory, knocking on the Farm Bureau or the Rod's Auto Red Zone. Horton hands it off. Lear and trying to strip the ball or a couple of Falcons while Clayton and Trent Moore bring him down at the 21. Gain of 2. Mormon Trail with the ball on the Falcon 21. Second down, 8.5 to go in quarter number 2. Under center, Jacob Horton. Ball's dropped to him on the snap, and the Falcons fighting for it. Moore says we have it. And no indication yet. Falcon ball. Recovered at the 22. Turnover there. Big play. Great Western Bank. Great play. Kyle Andrews, I think, maybe got that. And Falcon football with Clayton behind Trent Moore. Pitches back to him, trying it to the right side, cutting it back up the middle. Not much there. He'll get out to the 25. That'll be about it. Just the fourth carry for Clayton. And they'll place it just at the 24, give him a long 2 yards. Second down, Falcons, trailing 14-13, under 8 to go in the second quarter. And the handoff is up the middle to Carson, and he'll get out to the right side across the 30, and I think he's going to have a Farm Bureau first down for the Falcons. Two carries for Carson, a touchdown and a first down, and ball's at the 33, so a gain of 9 for Carson on that one. That's a Farm Bureau first down. Now from their own 33, Wayne trailing 14-13. Hand off to Clayton. He'll up the middle, get a little push from Carson, but he'll only get to the 35. Gain of 2.
The ball carrier stops at the 35-yard line. He'll ring up second down.
Second and 8. For the Falcons. From their own 35, down by a point. Keepers in the eye behind Moore. Everybody stacked in the middle of the field for Mormon Trail. Carson Clayton to the right side, bounces off, gets a first down across the 40, down near the 35, inside the 35 of the Saints. That's a Farm Bureau first down at the 33. 12-yarder for Clayton, and the Falcons are moving the ball and the chains. Clayton now on the left side will be brought down in short game by number 68. Gets it to the 30, so three more for Clayton, and it's second and 7 for the Falcons from the Mormon Trail 30. Wayne down by a point, under 6 to go in the second quarter. Hand off to Clayton, trying the right side. We'll get just inside the 30 and brought down, gang tackling by the Saints. And they'll spot it at the 29, so one more for Clayton. They are selling out on the run, the Saint defense. Wayne has thrown and completed its only pass attempt. Clayton split out to the left now with Keaton. Carson back there, and under heavy pressure, Moore will not get away. He will be brought down. Wow. The officials have been quick with the whistle, except on that play. They let Trent try to get away, and he kept losing ground back to midfield. They're stopping running backs when they make contact, but they let them take the quarterback back 11 yards to midfield. And it'll be fourth down for the Falcons with 4:40 to go. Trips to the left. No punt for the Falcons here. Moore dropping back. Flag will end the play. And it's probably a procedure penalty.
Falcons,
Wayne keeps going the wrong way here, backing up five more. And it's fourth down, and well, it's almost 15 just to the first chain, let alone the second. Now Downard comes out to punt. Jacob Horton drops back for Mormon Trail. And motion on the Falcons. Back them up five more. From their own 30 now. They had the ball at the Mormon Trail 29 just a couple dozen penalties ago. Downard will field it cleanly at the 18 and punt it over Horton's head, and it bounces toward the end zone and into the end zone. So Mormon Trail will get the touchback. And begin from their own 15, leading Wayne 14-13 with 3:57 to go. That's a pretty pivotal moment right there. A sack and several penalties, and Wayne took themselves out of business. Run now getting free is Lear to the going to the far side of the field and will be pushed out of bounds around the 30. He'll have a Saint first down. Looks like he was stopped in the middle of the field, bounced out of there and got around the corner. They'll spot it at the 30, 15-yard run. First down, Mormon Trail. 3:49 to go in the first quarter and first half. Mormon Trail leading Wayne 14-13. Horton hands it off and is stopped with a very short gain. I think is going to be Tail Horton. But he'll get out to the 32, I'm sorry. Second down, Mormon Trail from their own 32, leading Wayne by a point. And Mormon Trail will call a Middlebrook Amoco timeout with 3:17 to go in the second quarter, their second timeout of this first half. Take your grain drying to a higher level with the Shivers Performance System. No other drying method matches the performance of Shivers in-band continuous counterflow drying. Stay tuned during our Hy-Vee halftime. We'll name the Falcon Shivers Manufacturing Falcon Player of the first half. And we'll do that again in 3 minutes and 17 seconds clock time. Corydon State Bank considers the security of your financial information a top priority. They take extensive security measures to ensure a safe and reliable online experience for their customers. Corydon State Bank, security for your online banking. Falcon defense comes out. Wayne down 14-13. Ball is at the St. 32. Mormon Trail hands it off up the middle, and he's Cale Horton. He's going to have a first down across midfield. Just right up the gut and into Falcon territory at the 39. 9-yard pickup. As we come to the 3-minute mark now of the second quarter, Mormon Trail, first and 10, Falcon territory. Horton pitches back to Cale Horton to the left and spins, gets free. He's going to go. Diving at the last second, but no good is Falcon attempt. Cale Horton, 39 yards And there's a flag at the 23. And it's an illegal block in the back against the Saints. Will negate the 39-yard touchdown run by Cale Horton. But the Falcons just couldn't wrap him up, let him spin around, get loose, and then he bursted out with bursted. He took off real fast, and got away into the end zone, but it'll come back to the 33, 10-yard penalty. So all of that is a gain of 6 for Mormon Trail, and repeating first down, so it'll be first and about 4 for the Saints. Horton trying it up the middle. He'll get a little bit near the 30. Downer brings him down, call it the 31. Smell of burning popcorn in the press box here at Humiston. Not good for business. Second and short. Jacob Horton hands it off and caught in the backfield and brought down this time is Cale Horton. Dropped back all the way to the spotted at the 35. So from the Falcon 35, 1:47 and counting to go. Third down, and they're going to have to get inside the 30 to 29 or so. Horton pitches back to Cale Horton, and now he's going to bring it back abruptly, and Wayne overruns the play. He's got first down yardage heading inside the 20 and brought down at the 10. Wayne overruns the play, and he cuts back and gets a big gain, first down. 25-yard gain. First down for the Saints outside the 10. They could get a first down without scoring, but with 1:10 to go, Lane's looking to shut him down or get a turnover. Handoff is to Cale Horton, dancing around, deciding which way to go, and that's enough time for the Falcon linebackers to wrap him up with no gain. And Mormon Trail will take their third and final timeout of the first half. Loss of a yard on the play to the, well, no, gain of nothing, which you call it. It'll be second down and Middlebrook Amoco timeout for the Saints. For all your auto repair needs, including general repair, brakes, and tune-ups, call Rod's Auto in Corden. If you're looking for new tires, Rod can get you the tires you want and mountain balance them for you. Or if you need to fix a flat, contact Rod's Auto at 610 West Maple Street in Corden. Rod's Auto can get you and your vehicle back on the road again. Call Rod, 872-2338. Falcons trail 14-13 with 101 left in the first half here in Humiston. Mormon Trail's ball outside the Falcon 10, and it's second down, and 10.5 yards to go. Jacob Horton, offset line to the right, and he'll roll to the left with his brother blocking in front of him, and a block is run out of bounds about the 5, flag down on the play. I think they might get a block at the back call against Mormon Trail and be a welcome penalty for the Falcons with 53 seconds to go. It is a block in the back, and it is against Mormon Trail. I think that'll be a 10-yarder, and it occurred at right around the 10. So now from the 20, It's still second down, and they can, again, get a first down inside there. They have a play ready, and with 48 and counting, they've come to the line. Mormon Trail is set, and it'll be snapped around 40. Horton, straight back, getting some pressure, throws it to the near side, complete at the incomplete. It looked good from here. Trevor Wilson defending, and Lear, the intended receiver, but it's incomplete, and with 34 seconds to go, it's now third down and 20 to go from the 20. Jacob Horton from the gun with trips to the right. He rolls to the right. He's got it to run all the way. And he cuts it back to the middle, and he will be stopped at the 12. And they are out of timeout. That was, he should have kept going and got out of bounds. Stopped at the 12, gain of 8. Time is the enemy of the Saints. With 10, they're still now finally lined up. This will be their last play. Horton in the gun, looking to throw. Now cutting it up the middle. He's getting to the sideline. Flag down on the play. Horton will be tackled short of the goal line at the buzzer. So the Wayne, it'll be against the offense. So there will not be an additional play. The first half will come to an end with Mormon Trail leading Wayne 14-13. The penalty on the offense will end the half. And that is your half. So the Ivy first half comes to an end. Mormon Trail leading Wayne 14-13 last year. Mormon Trail led Wayne at half 6-2 on this same field. And hopefully we'll have a similar second half turnaround as was the case last season when Wayne came out for 48 on the board, holding Mormon Trail scoreless in the second half. So it is your Hy-Vee halftime, brought to you by Hy-Vee. And we will hear from our sponsors while we do some statistical tabulation. And be right back with you. Horton hands it off. Lear stacked up to 33-34. Put it at the 34, gain of 3. Mormon Trail with more plays from scrimmage than the Falcons in the first half. Let's see which line can hold up longer. It's running to the near side is Lear, and he'll be stopped up for no gain. It is 14-13 with 11 minutes to go in the third quarter. Falcons trailing Mormon Trail. Loss of a yard on the play by Lear. Third down, Mormon Trail. 8 to go for first. Jacob Horton takes the snap, pitches it back, and it's Cale Horton. He'll get to the 35 and brought down there. Clayton grabs him. Keaton Nickel tried to strip the ball, couldn't get it. They quickly head up to line up to punt. Jacob Horton. Clayton drops back deep. And Mormon Trail will use a timeout. Middlebrook Amoco timeout. With the Saints leading the Falcons 14-13, 10-11 to go in the third quarter. Middlebrook Auto has proudly been serving the Corydon area for five generations, Stop by, see them on the southeast corner of the court and square, or give them a call, 872-2118. That's 641-872-2118 for all your tire and automotive needs. Middlebrook, Amoco, tell them thanks for sponsoring Falcon football. Bringing you timeouts all season long here on KIIC Radio, streamradio.com, stream 4. So fourth down, Mormon Trail. The play clock was, I think, running down, and they will, the punt snap is bobbled and almost blocked by Keaton Nickel. High punt down the left side, and dances the sideline, will be out of bounds somewhere inside the 15. And put it at the 13. So, Wayne's ball, trailing Mormon Trail 14-13 with 10:06 to go in the third quarter. Under center, Clayton behind him, pitches it back to Clayton on the left, tries to get around Reed, is grabbed, but still it gets a few yards. Where will they put it? At the 19, gain of 6. Falcon ball, second down, hands it off, going to far side. Clayton gets around the corner and will be shoved out of bounds near midfield. But a Farm Bureau first down. Jacob Horton takes him down. And they will spot it right smack dab at midfield, so a 21-yard gain on second and 4 for Clayton Kiefer. And Wayne will come to the line, trailing by a point, 9:22 to go in the third quarter. And the handoff coming the other way. Carson cutting it up the middle. Fumble falls on the turf. It looks like it could be Mormon Trail's ball. It is. Another costly fumble by the Falcons at the Saints 37. Fortunate break for Mormon Trail. Unfortunate for the Falcons. Comes at 9:15 to go. Pivotal moment there. Saint offense on the field for the second time here in the second half, and the handoff will come to the left side to Cale Horton, and he'll get it out to midfield. Roy Arnold in on the hit for the Falcons. Second down now from midfield. Mormon Trail leading Wayne 14-13 with 8:45 to go in the third quarter. Falcon defense all stacked up front, not respecting the pass. Horton hands it off up the middle and right, not much gain there for Lear. He'll pick up a yard to the Falcon 39. Blade Baker and Shea Hillman in on the tackle for the Falcons, and third down for Mormon Trail. Need to get down to about the 33 there, 6 yards short of a first down from the gun. Empty backfield. Horton with trips to the left. He'll run to the left, trying to strip the ball. Falcons will stack him up just inside the 40. Kiefer will take him down. Well, the whistle blows it dead, and forward progress will get him to the 39, so no gain for Horton. On third, it'll be fourth down. from the Falcon 39. Clayton drops back, expecting to receive a punt. Mormon Trail still in the huddle. They're going for it. Clayton comes rushing back, and Jacob Horton, under some heavy pressure, now being chased by Clayton, got his jersey and brought him down for a loss in the backfield. Lag down on the play. No indication yet. And it's against Mormon Trail. And they're going to mark it off. Change of possession. After the play. Finley is after the play, 15 yards. I'm told by the press box here it's Lamoni 32, Moravia 6. Ball is at the Falcon, or at the Saint 23. And Moore will quick pass to the left side. Can't tell who's got it. Might be Clayton. He's going to get into forward progress again to about the 21. I think it's... Pass to Keaton. I think it was Keaton Nickel, number 5, was the last one up from the turf. But the pass is complete. But a gain of 2. 2 completions for Moore in 2 attempts. Fakes a pass, and Moore is under some heavy pressure. Needs to hold on to the ball. He'll go down at the 22. So the ball is at the 22, loss of 1 on the play. And it'll be third and 9 for Wayne. From the 22 of Mormon Trail, with the Saints leading the Falcons 14-13, under 6 to go in the third. Tight formation. Takes it, hands off to Carson up the middle, and he'll get to the 20, and that's it. Hit hard by Cale Horton. So they get to the farm or the Rodzado red zone, and now a Middlebrook Emeco timeout being called by Coach Bart Elliott. This Falcon drive started at the Saint 23. We got 5:39 to go. .5:39 to go in the third quarter. Wayne trailing by a point, 14-13. Ball's on the 20. They need to get down to the inside the 13. True price discovery available only at auction. Chambers Auction and Appraisal Company can help you discover what your farm or other real estate is worth. Jared Chambers is a licensed real estate agent and auctioneer in Iowa with People's Company. Check out chambersauction.com or peoplescompany.com. Falcons now doing some switching, and Clayton comes out, splits out to the left. Carson, the only back behind Trent Moore, flags down, throws it over the middle. It's incomplete. Flags will be procedure calls against the Falcons. Declined. Turnover on downs with 5:31 to go. Turnover starting to kill the Falcons here in the second half. From their own 20, Mormon Trail will start it. Saints lead the Falcons here in Humiston. And from the gun, Horton will just run it up the middle. He's got five. He's still driving, and Blade Baker doesn't let go. He gets to the 26 with forward progress. Nothing fancy or surprising about what Mormon Trail's doing, but Wayne just isn't stopping it. Six-yard pickup on first down by Horton. No real threat of an aerial attack. All the Falcons within 6 yards of the line of scrimmage. Hands off to Cale Horton. He'll be out close to the first down. We'll see where they give him progress. Kyle Andrews, Blade Baker in on the tackle. He looks short. So it's third down now, and a yard to go for Mormon Trail, leading Wayne 14-13 in the third quarter, under 4.5 to go in that third. Hands it off to Lear, going to the right side, first down yardage, and Moore, plenty more, he's out to midfield, it's a foot race, Donard chasing him, and will bring him down inside the 10. Another big play goes the Saints' way, and they have first down. And the ball is spotted at the 7, first and goal. Forty-four-yard pickup. Cale Horton running to the right. He's into the end zone. Big push by the Mormon Trail Saints offensive line, and they got 7 yards, they got a touchdown, and they've got a 7-point lead looking to add to it with 3:54 to go in the third quarter. PAT attempt. Forthwith, they're lined up for two. Horton rolling pitches. Cale Horton dives in. Cale Horton in for two, and they lead. Mormon Trail leads Wayne 22-13. With 3:54 to go in the third quarter. Here in Humiston, Falcons find themselves with a 9-point deficit. With just under 16 minutes left in the game. With U.S. Cellular, getting connected has never been easier. Now get connected devices, select connected devices for just a penny when you sign up for a new Shared Connect plan. Share your data with connected home phones, mobile hotspots, and modems. Share more and save more with connected devices starting at just a penny. U.S. Cellular. Hello, better. Shared Connect plan required. New two-year agreement. $40 activation fee and additional restrictions apply. See store for details. Stop in and see Trinity and Shelby at the Copy Plus U.S. Cellular store located on the square in Corydon. Falcons lining up for the Chambers and Ralph Law Firm kickoff brought to you by attorneys Roberta Chambers and Dusty Arell. Proud charter sponsors of Falcon football, now in our fifth season. Horton, Jacob Horton to kick off. And it's a dribbler fumbled by the Falcons, and Keaton Nickel. Nope, it's recovered by Mormon Trail. They kicked it right at the Falcons, and it bounced off the jersey, put the hand team in. Didn't go 10 yards, but we touched it. So from the 38 of their own, Mormon Trail pistol formation, hands it off. Coming this way is Cale Horton, brought down by Keaton Nickel. Short gain, out to midfield. The Falcon 39. So from the Falcon 39, second and seven, Mormon Trail, leading Wayne 22-13 with 3:20 to go in the third quarter. And the snap, the handoff is to Cale Horton. He's going up the middle, and he gets a few yards short of the 35. He brought down at the Falcon 37. Two more there. Third down, about five to go for Mormon Trail. Leading Wayne by nine in the third quarter. And it looked like the flag goes down. Not sure who it's on. The Mormon Trail, it was called against the Falcons. Mormon Trail player flinched, but the call goes against Wayne. Now it's third and less than a yard to go from the Wayne 32. Mormon Trail leading 22-13. The clock rolling at 2.5 to go. Clock rolling after a penalty. I'm not sure I understand that one either. Handoff up the middle. Cale Horton hit. Had less than a yard to go. He probably got that. They're stopping it to look. And he is to the 30. They give him two. It's first down Mormon Trail. Wayne leading, or trailing 22-13. Mormon Trail leading at 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Pitches it back to Cale Horton, trying to the right side. They force him back into the middle, but he's going to have 4 or 5 yards. Carson on the tackle. Second down, ball's at the 26 of the Falcons. From the gun, Jacob Horton hands it off to his brother up the middle. He's going to be out close to a first down. More yards for the Saints. Pounding it up the middle. Brought down by number 44, freshman Troy Arnold. Ball's around the 20, 21. Third and one. So Horton under center, Jacob Horton with... flag down. False start. Backs up. Five. Third down now and a good five plus. Almost six. Under a minute to go in the third quarter. Third quarter is going to end either on this play or the next one, probably. And from the gun with Lair and his brother in the backfield with him, the handoff is to Cale, and he cuts it back the other way. He's going to be back close to first down yardage. They're stopping the clock, and they're moving the chains. The Falcons continue to overrun the plays. Ball's at the 20. And that'll end Quarter number three. And they were Mormon Trail at the end of three quarters here from Humiston. Falcons don't have the ball, and they are having trouble stopping the Mormon Trail drive that is just run after run up the middle. And by third down, they're getting enough for the first. John Fry is your Farm Bureau agent in Corydon. Stop in and let John give you a quote for whatever you're in need of. He offers life, auto, home, and health insurances. Stop in and see what he can do for you, 872-2725. Take your grain drying to a higher level with a Shivers Performance System. No other drying method matches the performance of Shivers InBank Continuous Counterflow Drying. And don't forget, we'll have a Shivers Manufacturing Player of the Game for the Falcons at the conclusion of the game, which has one quarter left in it. Flipping through the Thunderbolt app, Twin Cedars 60, Seymour 8. Don't have any other district scores. Ball is at the 18. At the Falcon 18. First and 10, Mormon Trail from the Falcon 18. Jacob Horton under center. Clean snap. Hands it off to his brother Cale up the middle. He's going to get several yards inside the 15. Brought down, I think, again by Troy Arnold. Second down from the 13. 5 yard pickup again on first down. Wayne having trouble with these runs right up the middle. Falcon defense all within 2 yards of the line of scrimmage. Pitches it back to Cale Horton, running right, cutting back up the middle. He's inside, got positive yardage down inside the 10. I think he's going to have enough for a Saint first down. The ball is at the Falcon 8. First down. Wayne being pushed around in there on the interior. Saints having their way. Handoff. Lear running up the middle, running into the end zone. Touchdown, Mormon Trail. With 10:52 to go in the fourth. Mormon Trail, for the moment, up 28-13. PAT coming up. Copy plus. U.S. Cellular PAT attempt. Hands it off to Lear again, and again runs right up the gut for PAT attempt. Well, 2 points. So the Falcons are in a 30-13 hole in the fourth with 10:52 to go. And that's another one of those key moments. And again, going the Saints' way and not the Falcons' way. Corydon State Bank considers the security of your financial information a top priority. They take extensive security measures to ensure a safe and reliable online experience for their customers. Corydon State Bank, security for your online banking. And for all your auto repair needs, call Rod's Auto in Corydon. Rod does general repair, brakes, and tune-ups. If you're looking for new tires, Rod can get the tires you want, mount them, and balance them for you. Or if you need to fix a flat, contact Rod's Auto at 610 West Maple Street in Corydon. Rod's Auto can get you and your vehicle back on the road again. 872-2338. Rod's Auto, tell them thanks for sponsoring Falcon football. And the Rod's Auto red zone has been pretty empty for the Falcons as they have they're lined up now Everyone is at least 11 yards deep, and I'm sure I've been told do not touch the ball until it crosses the 40. Horton, set, dribbles it, and it'll go out of bounds, and that'll either back him up or the win out of bounds at the 30. Talking to the Falcon sideline are the officials. And Wayne will take the ball. Win out at the 29. Falcons will take it there. Trailing Mormon Trail 30-13 with 10:52 to go in the third quarter. Offset eye for the Falcons. Moore pitches it late to Clayton. He's got the right side. He's around the corner. He's got some room. Cutting it up at midfield and back to the left. He's gone. Going, going, gone. Looking for yellow on the field. Don't see any. Chambers Auction and Appraisal brings you that Falcon touchdown. 51 yards. Touchdown Falcons, 10:41 to go. Mormon Trail players, I think maybe were starting to think this one was over. Clayton Kiefer says, not just yet. BAT attempt on your U.S. Cellular Copy Plus attempt is no good on the incomplete pass. And so that moves the Falcons up to 19. Mormon Trail still with 30, still leading the Falcons with 10:41 to go. Here in the game, Chambers of Ralph Law Firm kickoff coming up to the Falcons. After that, Chambers Auction and Appraisal, 51-yard touchdown run to the right side by Clayton Kiefer. The action for the Falcons all seems to be happening on the Falcons sideline. In the first half, first play from scrimmage, Carson ran to the left right by the Falcons sideline and around for a touchdown. That time, Clayton to the right, heading the other direction. 10:41 to go. Mormon Trail 30, Wayne 19. Downard comes out with the tee, puts it at the 30. Mormon Trail stacked up in the middle of the field. If you're going to have an onside kick, do it to the side. Wayne having trouble stopping Mormon Trail, so maybe they just try to keep the ball themselves. Vic Lovett Baker on this side, and the kick is going to bounce and come to a stop around the 9, picked up by Horton and brought down somewhere near the 20. Wick in on that one. Keaton Nickel in on that one. Carson Kiefer in on that one. Mormon Trail will start with the nose of the ball on their own 20. They're leading Wayne 30-19. That's two full scores short. Wayne not quite set, but Mormon Trail was, and the snap handoff would pick up 3 or 4 yards for Cale Horton. And second down from the 23. Mormon Trail up by 11 with just over 10 minutes to go. Handoff up the middle, not much that time. Horton stacked up and shoved back. Cale Horton. They've... just out over the 25 to the 26. So about 3rd and 4 for Mormon Trail, leading by 11 here in the 4th. High snap, Jacob Horton running all the way and gets a good push. He might, I think he's going to have enough for a first down. Spotted at the 31. First down, Mormon Trail, 9:25 and counting. They are not going to pass. Wayne needs to come up and press him. Not doing it, and Horton will run it himself up the middle, short gain, but he keeps the clock moving. And 33, so gain of 2. Mormon Trail leading 30-19. Clayton Kiefer will take a breather on this play. Trevor Wilson in for him at linebacker. Horton from the gun, rolling to the right, has it tucked in run formation, and Carson, no, Trevor will get there and hold on to him, and then get some help from Blade Baker and Keaton Nickel to finish it off. Tackled at the 37. Gain of 4 for Horton. 4 or 5 yards to go for first down. This is 4 down territory if you're up 11 in the fourth quarter. Horton on a shotgun roll to the right. He's going to be close to a first down. He keeps driving, gets across the 40 into Falcon territory. And they'll stop the clock with look at this one. He's at the about the Falcon 38, so I think it's probably going to be enough, but we'll have to see. Chains are coming out, and this action stoppage is brought to you by Millbrook Amoco in Corydon. It's a first down for the Saints. Another critical play goes the Saints' way. Gets it by half a yard almost. Ball's at the Falcon 38 with 7:41 to go. And they wind the clock. Horton under center. His brother is behind him. Brother gets the handoff. Kale coming up. He'll get to the 36 of the Falcons and shut down by Trent Moore. Ryan McConaughey, I believe, in on that one. And Saints shook up on the play, shaken up on the play. He'll come out. Is Kale Horton. Ball's at the Falcon 36. So from the Falcon 36, they'll wind the clock with 7:10. Jacob Horton hands it off, and coming this way is Lear. Gets out to the corner and around it, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Lear. No flags on the field. Yard touchdown. Falcons having some trouble at defensive end. And you got to think the absence of Tate Van Dyne is hurting the Falcons. Tate out with his shoulder. T-A-T. Brought to you by Copy Plus is coming. And Lear will get it. And he's in for two. -38-19 in favor of the Saints. And this game is not going the Falcons' way in almost any aspect right now. Roland Trail making the plays. Wayne is not at the big moments. Wayne doing adequately on first and second down, but cannot finish the drive. Lear just got around the corner and was gone. Wayne having difficulty stopping the rushing attack for Mormon Trail. They're going to have tons of total rushing yards, probably up around their 270 average. Wayne probably will not. We'll see at the conclusion. Try to get you your IV stats after the game. And your Shivers Manufacturing player of the game for the Falcons. They will kick off. Lovett, Blake Baker, Nickel, and another Falcon. Can't tell who's on the far side on the hands team. Can't pick up a number, and he's turned to the side. Oh, it's Isaiah Bradford, maybe. Downard still on his feet. They thought they had him stopped, and now he's got some room up the middle near midfield. Was hit hard in a helmet-to-helmet collision at the 31. A loud clicking, clashing sound as Downard fielded the ball and was hit, leading with the head by the Mormon Trail defender. Personal foul, low to the head, Mormon Trail. That'll add 15 more from the already in Saint territory. So from the 31, he got across the 35 and so 30, 25, ball is around the 20, 21. Moore under center. Takes the snap, hands it off to Clayton. Clayton will go to the right side. Jersey is grabbed. Clayton goes down. No real gain on that one. So from the, let's call it the 23, I'm still not sure. I think we'll call it loss of two. Moore dropping straight back, throwing it over the middle, diving and incomplete. Pass was intended for a diving Keaton Nickel. And Keaton dives, but it was thrown beyond him. And so I believe from their 23, it'll be 3rd and 12. Carson and Clayton in the eye. Keaton out to the right. Dropping back, throwing Keaton's way, and incomplete, in and out of his hands. 4th down for Wayne. What started out with a good kickoff return and a penalty has quickly died. A 2-yard loss and a pair of incompletions. And with 6:01 to go, Wayne down 38-19 is looking at 4th down and 12. Twins out to the right. Moore dropping, rolling right, throwing back to the left. Complete. Keaton Nickel flag down. Defended by Arias Breaker. But the completion is inside the 10, and I think it's going to be a defensive pass interference. And it is. Lane will decline that. First and goal, Lane. Ball is spotted inside the PAT line. 21-yard pickup and a Farm Bureau first down for the Falcons inside the Rods Auto red zone. Moore pitches it to Clayton. Going right, cutting it back. Going, going, gone. Touchdown, Clayton Keeper. Falcon touchdown brought to you by Chambers Auction and Appraisal. And it comes at 5:36 left in the game. Copy plus. U.S. Cellular PAT attempt coming up for the Falcons. Moore with Carson, the only back behind him. Clayton split out to the right. Moore dropping, rolling right, throwing short. Complete. Hello, better. Bridge Downard with the two-point PAT from Trent Moore. So that gives the Falcons two more, and Mormon Trail 38, Wayne 27 with 5:36 to go in the game. You can expect the Chambers of Law Firm kickoff to be an attempt to keep possession of the ball by the Falcons. Again, I want to thank all of our sponsors, Falcon Football, this season, Allard & Lumber Company, Chambers & Ralph Law Firm, Farm Bureau agent John Fry and Corden, Rod Zotto, Great Western Bank, the Corden Hy-Vee, Shivers Manufacturing, Copy Plus U.S. Cellular, Corden State Bank, Chambers Auction and Appraisal, Middlebrook Amoco, and the Natty Rock Motel. Thanks for putting Falcon Football on KIICradio.com, stream for the Quattro. Falcons close the gap to 11 with 5:36 to go. Downard talking it over in the huddle with teammates. Seven of the eight Saints are at their own 30 or closer to the ball. With Lovett Baker on this side of Downard. Fielded and immediately dropping down at his own 35 is a Saint. I guess the 36. So 5:36 to go in the fourth quarter. Mormon Trail holding on to a 38-27 lead. And we're holding on to some hope that the Falcons can strip the ball. We know it's going to be a run. Horton under center hands it off. And the ball is on the turf, and the Falcons do have it. Lane with a fortuitous grab. Blade Baker, I think, picked it up. And the Falcons have the ball at their own 30-something, 34. With 5:26 to go, Lane from their own 34 has the ball back, down 11. Moore with Kiefer behind him. Hands it to Carson up the middle. Carson across the 35, chugging, but they'll blow it dead at the 36. Somewhat of a prevent defense for Mormon Trail. now Moore under center with Downard here to the left. Everybody going out, throwing it over the middle, over the hands, incomplete. And that'll come at 4:50 to go. And third down for the Falcons from their own 36, trailing 38-27. Got to treat this like it's four downs and get at least half of it here. So a run is still within the realm of possibility, but first we're going to have a Middlebrook Amoco timeout by Coach Elliott. And that'll come with 4:50 to go in the game. Sheraton trailing Mount Pleasant 22-13, Albia 32, North Polk 21. Davis County getting beat by PCM. Oski leading Seidel. Atumwa 14-7 at half over Indianola at Indianola's homecoming. Last report, Twin Cedars 60, Seymour 8, HLV 79, Tri-County 6. That one has gone final. Fourth quarter is the last report on the Twin Cedars, and still no score reported from Lamoni Moravia or Melchior Dallas Harmony. In fact, the PA announcer here at the field did indicate that Lamoni was leading Moravia earlier by a couple of touchdowns, I believe. Here we got 3rd and 7 for the Falcons. Keaton Nickel out to the left. Both keepers in the backfield. Moore under center. Moore will drop back. He'll lift the throw, dumps it short, and it's incomplete. Moore looked like he hurried that one a little bit. Now it's 4th and 7. I'm a fan of the run there and get 3 or 4 yards and make it 4th and manageable. The Saints playing three down linemen. And then everybody else is 5-10 yards back. Moore dropping back, rolling right, throwing it deep, and it's incomplete. Flag down on the play. That could be a penalty against Mormon Trail. Keaton Nickel, the intended receiver. Defensive pass interference is the call. It'll be a 15-yard penalty, and that will be enough for a first down. Fortunate break for the Falcons. So from the 29 of the Saints now, first down, Wayne, 4:42 to go in the game. Wayne down 11. Moore rolling right, throwing it short. Carson has it. Breaks the tackle, gets over to the sideline near the first down stick. The down linemen for Mormon Trail just fanning their ears back, coming at Moore. Draw play might work. 4.5 to go. Wayne down 38-27 here in Humiston. They're measuring it. It must be a 10-yard pickup. And there, it's less than a foot to go. And so we'll call that into the Rods Auto red zone. Just across the 20 to the 19. Wayne hustling up to the line. They have yet to start the clock. It's at 4:32. And it's second and very short for the Falcons. Moore gets them down. Receivers each direction. Nobody in the backfield with Moore. He's under center. And it's a sneak up the middle. He's got first down yardage and 4 or 5 more. That's a Farm Bureau first down for the Falcons at 4:19 to go.
First down for the Falcons at about the 12.
Ball's at the 12, gain of 7 for Moore. Under center, rolling left, looking, throwing toward the end zone, over the head of Ridge Downard, incomplete. Second and 10 with 4:06 to go in the game. Yard line, they can get a first down short of the goal. Why not just get the touchdown? If they get a quick score there and get the ball back on an onside kick, there's still plenty of time, an 8-player ball. They've got to stop Mormon Trail, though. Pitch back to Clayton. He's caught in the backfield and eludes it, cutting it back into the middle of the field. He'll be short of the touchdown, but he's inside the 10. Down to the 5-ish. We'll call it a gain of 7 to the 5. Third and 4. Incomplete on first down, so we'll give him, we'll still give him 7. More sneak up the middle, nothing there. Just never got his feet a chugging. And the clock is stopped with a Middlebrook Amoco timeout, second of the half for the Falcons. So no gain, loss maybe on that play by Trent. I would say the ball is at the 6. So loss of a yard on the play. Falcons to the line. Saints breaking the huddle on the sideline and coming out. Mormon Trail leads 38-27. 3:19 to go in the fourth quarter. Wayne with the ball in the Rodzotto red zone looking to put something on the board. More from the gun. Low snap. Pressure. Throws toward the end zone. Downard catches it out of bounds. Incomplete. That little equipment failure in the press box. That was fourth down. Turnover on downs. Mormon Trail takes over with 3:16 to go. And once again, the big plays go the Saints' way. Handoff coming now, trying to get outside. Stopped by Baker and brought down abruptly. Why, I think Carson. No, Trevor Wilson in on that one. Not much of a gain there. Maybe to the 6, give him a yard. But more importantly, as far as they're concerned, clock keeps going under 3. They got an 11-point lead. They're perfectly content to run 2 minutes off this clock and punt up 2 scores. Running to the left, and he's going to have first down is Lear. He's shoved out of bounds out over the 25, near the 30, into the Falcon bench. But it'll be a first down for the Saints. It'll be first down for Mormon Trail. Oh, I'm sorry, the 25, not the 26, not the 36, but a 20-yard gain. T 2:33 left in the game. Mormon Trail ahead by 11 has the ball. Hands it off. Running up the middle is Lear. Brought down across the 30. And to the 32. Second down now, Morton Trail. 2:10 and counting to go. Morton Trail up 11, 38-27. You hate to say it, but I think all those injuries adding up for the Falcons out past the 35 to the 36. Mormon Trail. And that's a Mormon Trail first down. Pushing the Falcons back. First down didn't stop the clock. Guess it just does in college ball. Falcon defense expecting another run. Why wouldn't you? Man, 26, 11-point lead. They're going to keep running. And holding on with both hands is Cale Horton, number 32. Tackle at midfield, gain of 4. With a minute 5 to go in the game. Second down, they... Falcons, I think, might have one timeout left, but it's not going to be enough, especially down 2 scores. Mormon Trail's going to hold on and win this game. Lane needs to stop them from scoring again. All that midfield. Handoff up the middle inside the 40 to the 37 is Cale Horton. Three more. Under 25 to go. The ball is spotted. Third down. I think they'll probably need to snap it one more time. But that'll be all that's needed. The handoff is to Lear, running up the middle. Falcons trying to strip the ball. Unable to do so. Gets down to the 31. And with 2 seconds left, I think that'll be a Saint first down, but then once they place it, it'll restart the clock and wind it, and it'll run off. And the final from Humiston, Mormon Trail, 38, Lane 27. And the Saints move to 2-0 in the district, and Falcons fall to 1-1, heading home for homecoming next week against Twin Cedars. The game will bring you right here on KICRadio.com, live stream for the Quattro. But the running attack of Jacob and Cale Horton and Brett Lear, too much for the Falcons tonight.